I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong.
Well, we received a text from our producer, Dr. Crane, Nick Fraser, who said the return music was picked by Harold Priestley Gill, better known as Hal or Skillsy. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick in for Jared today, and at this time every Thursday, Harold Gill joins the show. He's in Chicago. He's not alone. I know that. He's with a friend of the show.
Right, and the reason I'm here is one of the reasons that the person you refer to is there, because yes, it is on ESPN Plus tomorrow night.
So it will not be on the FanDuel Sports Network.
It will not be on FanDuel Sports Network, right? And yeah. So I'll be watching like thousands of Predator fans tomorrow, or listening to Hal Gill right here on 105 The Game.
And
Pete's going to this
Pete
one?
Pete is on, Pete
Very
is on
nice.
This one.
Okay.
So Pete will be on there. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? Yes, oh. I'm hanging out with AJ Malesko. I'm trying to show her the beautiful sights of Chicago, although she's real dialed into the hockey, and I just want to have fun, you know, but here we are.
You having fun? I've never heard such a thing.
I like to have fun, Chase. You know that. Willie knows that. I like to have fun when I'm on the road.
Well, the Preds had fun the other night.
There's a lot of good places in Chicago to hit, so we're trying to hit them all.
Good luck with that. You guys have a long way to go. It's a big city.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot.
But the night is young. The night is young.
The night's in diapers, they say.
So, Skillsy, the Predators get off the schneid, as they like to say, a 4-0 win over the Boston Bruins. And by the way, I noticed, because I stayed home, so I may never be allowed in Bridgestone Arena again after they actually won the other night. But so I was watching
away.
You all. What's that?
Please stay away.
I know, right? I know. So I was watching on TV, and I noticed that Willie and Mace, and you know, they kept saying Boston's own Hal Gill, and like, I know you're from there, but you're Predators now. You're Nashville.
I know. I'm all in. I'm a Predator through and through. Yeah. No. You know what? I had 9 years there, and I'm. And AJ's laughing that I'm a Predator. It gets mixed up when you're walking around a city. Like, it's not exactly funny when you yell out that I'm a Predator, although a former Predator at that.
It's a good point.
It's a good point.
Walking around, and so I have to be careful. But I was a Bruin for 9 years, and I was proud of that, and I'm proud to be a Pred. So it goes with a lot of other teams that got rid of me or wanted me, either way you put it. You know, I made my way around, but right now I'm all Preds. Right now, after a win, you betcha I'm a Pred.
What did you think of Zach LaRue's debut?
You know what? We had him on Smashville Live, so we got to talk to him. And you know what? I love the energy that he brings. The number one thing is, you know, they talked about him being here and being an energy guy and going out there, like, just banging bodies right on this first shift, like, just tracking guys down, playing the right way, playing to the system. I thought he was awesome. And he's excited to be here and excited to be part of it. And I think they need that energy right now, and it got him over the hump. And, you know, he was a big part of that, I think, you know, like, which is exciting for a young kid to be a big part of the win.
Hal Gill is with us from up in Chicago. Predators are back in action tomorrow night against the Blackhawks. And Hal, one thing that I know you emphasize as much as anything with the 0-5 start was cohesiveness, especially transitioning from defense to offense through the neutral zone. Did you think they made big strides in that area against the Bruins?
Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of guys that look a lot faster, right? When you're looking at, if you're not paying attention, you look at, oh, this guy's slow. Well, he's not slow. It's just the team is playing slow. And I think in that game, you saw everyone to a man look faster, you know. And, you know, a guy like Tommy Novak was moving through the neutral zone with speed. And you're like, okay, that's nice to see. And it kind of was everyone. You know, I think you have some great players in that lineup, and they started to put it all together, and everyone looked fast. And so I think that's what Bruno's plan is, and that's what he wants. and I think they got it. Now the question is, they set a standard, and can they live up to that standard on a nightly basis? And I think that's the big challenge.
We watched a lot of players last year adjust to the Andrew Burnett system. It was really interesting. Max Hurst had an interview with Luke Shen, and he said, I've been on a lot of different teams, but it took me a little longer to really get comfortable in Andrew Burnett's system. You're watching Brady Shea go through that right now, Hal. How much better do you think he can get over the course of the season? I don't feel like we've seen the best of Brady Shea yet.
No, absolutely not. I think he's, first of all, he's awesome. He's a great skater. As a defenseman, Brady Shea is one of the best guys you could watch. You know, like I'm telling my son, hey, watch Brady Shea. Watch the way he plays. But he's also a guy that was relied upon to, you know, jumpstart offense and carry the puck up the ice, much like Roman Josi was. I think he's got to figure out the system where it's move the puck up and then complement the rush. And if there's a spot open, then take the puck. But I think that's what Brady Shea is trying to figure out is how do I move the puck up with Bruno's system and get it up there and then complement the rush and be a part of it without slowing down the rush. And I think that's maybe the hardest part for a defenseman to learn about Bruno's system is when is the right time to go and when is the right time to move it up and stretch the zones and move it through the neutral zone quickly. And when's the right time for me to take the bull by the horns and carry it up the edge. And he's figuring that out. And I think the only way to do it is to actually go through it. You know, it takes some time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just going to take some time.
Hal Gill is with us. How big was, you know, obviously they just wanted a win, but they get a shutout win. You know, we talk about confidence in this league. How big was that for UC Soros' confidence to have the kind of outing that he did? He obviously had great play in front of him too. But to have that the other night to kind of jumpstart his year, how big was that?
Huge. I think it was huge. He was awesome. And, you know, not just the shutting a great team out, but also, you know, showing the team that he, like, I'm here for you guys. You know, I'm going to, it's a big game. We need a win, and I'm going to step up for you. I think confidence is great for every athlete. You know, like, you want to feel good when you're going out there. And I think he put a stamp on it and closed the game out and was awesome for 60 minutes. And I think they certainly, guys are going to play for him anyway. They love him. They love what he does. Just seeing him around and seeing what he's gone through, he knows that he's good. He's got confidence in his game. He knows he's going to come around. But for other guys to see it, as a defenseman, that's what I want out of a goalie is, hey, it's a big game. He's going to step up, and he did.
Hal, before we let you go, I'm sure there's a lot of casual Predator fans that have maybe watched a little bit here or there, but they might be looking around and saying, okay, why doesn't Stamkos have 5 or 6 goals? What's going on with Marchessault? Why hasn't it hit big yet? What would you say right now with those two in particular, what has to get to the next level for them? I think we're all confident watching them every day that the results will be there, but for maybe people from the outside that haven't paid close attention yet and are just kind of waiting to see if the hype is real, what would you say?
Yeah, well, let's go player by player. Steven Stamkos, he's a power play guy. He is the guy that I would put Steven Stamkos in. What are we talking about? 6 inches between 5 goals and
yes,
one
I
goal.
I think that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he's had some posts. He's had some clear, like, little misses here or there. And so if you add up 6 inches over 6 games, I think you're looking at 6 goals as opposed to 1. You know, like, that's how close it is. So I don't worry about him. With Marchessault, I think it's a product of the system. He's just trying to figure out who he's playing with, how he plays, and the speed and that he plays. And I think he's getting there. I mean, he had a beautiful goal with Roman Josi where he's dashing towards the net. And I think those plays are going to happen a lot more once he gets a little more comfortable with the players he's around. So I think they're there and they're coming. It just I think there's a little bit of patience that you have to have with a new system, new teammates.
Hal Gill, great job as always, even with A.J. Molesko there to cheer you on. Yeah. We appreciate it, Hal.
I feel like A.J. successfully.
So what does that tell you? She's done.
I feel like A.J. had a great effort to keep the bubble, you know, keep clear so you could concentrate walking the streets of Chicago. I didn't hear any sirens or anything, so you guys appear to be safe early in the evening here. This is good.
She stopped traffic for me. She does that everywhere she goes. So I appreciate that, but you know what? I do miss you, Willie. It's not the same without our FanDuel crew out here, and you know, Pete and I are going to give you our number, like 100% number one best, and we're going to give you a great call. So I know if you want to watch the game, you're going to have to deal with AJ. But we're here for you.
It's a no lose. It's a no lose set of options. It's no lose.
It certainly is.
That's right.
All right, Skillsy.
All right, cheers, guys.
Appreciate you. Hal Gill joining us here. You too joining us here on the program. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick in for Jared today. Since this is technically, I guess, the Chase and Big Joe show, we can only end one way.
Ah, yes.
And that is,
you know, I was curious if you were going to ask Hal if he was preferring our questions to Jared's questions.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chase and Willie in for Jared today. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.